The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It looks like there's going to be four coaches who make the playoffs that have a Super Bowl ring. I think I'd take those four teams with the Super Bowl wins and put them up against the other eight teams.
Yeah, it does appear wide open because a lot of these teams seem really equal. But I look at who's playing the best football here at the end of the season. I think the Saints are going to be fine. I think the Patriots are going to be fine. I love the way the Ravens are playing right now. I love the way the Colts are playing right now. I don't think they have quite enough, but I like the way those teams are playing.
When Adams fumbled, I said, oh my God, it's going to happen again.
Then they get the stop, and Watson was so amazing on those two drives.
Yeah, I was like, man, just everything that could have happened for him has happened again.
The Texans, I think at some point, they're going to have to learn how to cover a tight end. It's embarrassing what a good tight end does to them. You know, this is 3 weeks in a row they've had quarterbacks look fantastic against them.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And, covered a lot of football today, covered a lot of non-sportsy stuff. Brother Bear was asking earlier about what are the odds that the Astros are willing to trade Tucker and a bunch of stuff for Real Muto and Forrest Whitley for Corey Kluber. From what I understand, it looks like the Padres, of all people, are going to get Kluber.
That's why I thought the Padres were in on Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess they're going to. That just seems like a weird team to be suddenly going after all these guys. If I'm the Indians, I'm not trading Kluber to the Astros. I'm not trading him in the American League.
I don't think I am either, especially to a contender in the American League.
Because you're still going to be good enough, and you don't want to have to face that guy in the playoffs. No score in this hockey game. U.S. not looking so good against Slovakia. But, I've said all along I would trade Tucker for Real Muto in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to. Yeah, I don't know. They'll do something. I don't think it's going to involve any of those names, though. It's not going to be on a big scale. They're going to get another arm, and it's going to be a guy like Charlie Morton who they're going to take as a reclamation project and try to fix. And I still think they'll do something at catcher, but I honestly don't think those big moves are going to happen. And I don't know that you need big moves. I'd like to have another. Yeah, I don't think catcher I'm not that worried about because there's just not that many that make a difference.
And I think another arm is a need.
Yeah, I think if you could pull off another Garrett Cole type trade.
Yeah, but you're asking a lot there.
Well, but that's what Corey Kluber's better than that.
Yeah.
But if those guys are going to be traded and they're out there, then that's what I'd like to see him make that kind of move to get that kind of arm and then I'd feel better about him.
Yeah.
Because I do think you can cobble together enough at the back of the rotation, whether it's McHugh or James or Framber or a combination of those guys, or maybe it's Forrest Whitley at some point, that, you know, I think you'd be fine. But I still think if you've got three big dogs, then you can afford to throw a James out there and see if it works out. And if it doesn't, rotate in somebody else. But if you only got two, then you're counting on one of those guys. And, you know, but there's plenty of time to make that move before the season starts. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Is it possible the Texans' defense was overrated for most of the season? As AJ pointed out earlier in the year, they hadn't really played any good quarterbacks up until that point. I don't know if they were ever overrated. We never said their defense was great. Not on this show, especially going back to early in the season. I think they lost the Titans game. I think they lost the Giants game on defense.
Yeah.
And I think they started doing better during their winning streak. Well, then they should have lost the first Colts game on defense. They've been soft on the corners all year long, and they've also had, they've been hit and miss on getting pressure. They've had games where they played well, but on the whole, they've had more games where they haven't played well.
Yeah. And there's wins. So,
yeah, and they have consistently forced turnovers, but I guarantee you there's not a team in football, and I don't care if Blaine Gabbert's a quarterback, I don't want to give a team the ball with 2 minutes left and put that defense on the field with a lead that can be, or a tie game or a lead. I don't trust them. And even the Broncos game, they drove down to kick a field goal and missed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think you can call them overrated. I don't know who's rating them highly. They've been good against the run all year.
Yeah. I think the Texans are a good team defensively, and I think they've got a great two players on offense. But, where does that rank them in the hierarchy of AFC teams? I don't know. I don't feel great about them. There's only like two great defenses this season, I think. I think the Bears have a great defense, and I think the Ravens have a great defense. Everybody else has, okay, you could play some D. That includes the Texans. That includes the Cowboys. But those aren't game-changing defenses because they have holes. And the Texans' hole is glaring on defense. I don't know that they, I'm with you. I don't know that they ever got overrated. I just think that they're okay.
Yeah, and at times they can be really good, and at times they can be awful. And we've seen both. So, I don't know if overrated is the right word. In the championship this week, need help, $2,000 on the line. Zeke, Carson, Connor, James, and CMC, need two of them. This is why you don't play week 17.
Yeah. Who are his guys? Who are his choices? And I've got a lot of tweets. I don't know if I'm going to do rankings this week or not. I'm guessing I'm not, to be honest.
Zeke, who knows if he plays?
I would say lean against.
Carson?
I'll probably lean towards him.
Connor?
I don't know.
Probably not. Yeah. James and CMC.
Who's James?
I have no idea what James is.
Yeah. Carson and McCaffrey, probably. I don't like what Carolina's got going out there, but that's a guy you've rode all year. He's going to play. That's who I'd go with. But, yeah, week 17's tough. That's a crapshoot.
Yeah. Same guess. 4 weeks ago, media was high on them. What media? Okay.
There's guys who are high on – we talked earlier this week about, John Harris, how he feels about Bill O'Brien differently than I do. He's media too. So yeah, there's everybody's got different opinions, but I
just think we've been fairly consistent about that on this show.
Yeah.
Can't speak for everybody else. So, I think if you're trying to, don't bring that evil on us. I can't read the names up here. What do we got? Why don't we grab one of these?
Paul?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Paul Sports.
What's going on?
The sports. What do you got?
With Zeke and, yeah, with, uh, with, with Zeke and the good O-line and the defense is kind of catching fire a little bit, how far do you think Dallas will go?
Well, I think Dallas, I mean, if they run into Seattle first round, I think Seattle beats them. I think Dallas has a deficiency at the two most important things come playoff time, and that's quarterback and head coach. And there's almost no combo that I would take before or take after Dak and Jason Garrett. So, and which, you know, that's sort of you can make the same argument for the Texans, by the way, that their quarterback, as much as I like Deshaun Watson, you know, with the quarterbacks that are going to be in the playoffs, if assuming the Colts win, he probably ranks fifth in AFC playoff quarterbacks, Deshaun. I'd say Dak has to rank sixth in NFC quarterbacks. So, yeah, I mean, it's I think of O'Brien. So, yeah, I think coach and quarterback are really important. That's why I don't have high hopes for Dallas making some sort of miraculous Super Bowl run. As great as Zeke is and as good as their defense has gotten, no.
Dak ahead of Trubisky?
I'd rather have Mitch. You?
I'd rather have Matt Nagy calling plays.
Oh, for sure.
So,
and maybe that has something to do with why I like Trubisky more than Dak. You know, maybe if they switch places, maybe I'd like Dak more. But yeah, I like the Trubisky Nagy combo.
I just think we've seen the best of what Dak can be, and I don't know that that's good enough to lead a team. Man,
Dak had a really good first season, and then has been just kind of a guy since then. And I mean, it's rare. I mean, unless you've got just some phenomenal defense, it's really hard for just a guy to win a Super Bowl like that. And I mean, Joe Flacco's just a guy, and he went on an incredible tear, so it's not impossible.
Yeah.
It's just unlikely.
Yeah, you can – it is pretty rare when a guy gets hot for that stretch like Flacco did.
And Nick Foles is another good example.
Yeah, Nick Foles is a great example.
So it can happen, but, you know, it's the odds are not in your favor.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I've only got three more segments this week.
That's it, and then you're done.
I'm exhausted already.
Tomorrow it'll be...
What a week.
Jong Lee filling in. I assume, who's going to be producing tomorrow?
Well, Tyler is filling in for Michael, so Jerry Bow is going to get his first taste of the blitz.
Jerry Bow.
So we can bounce back lines and whatnot with him.
Oh, nice. That'll be fun.
So we're having a first-time producer on our show?
Well, John will be here. Jerry's good.
Yeah, Jerry's good.
Yeah, I have high hopes that Jerry won't suck.
I leave and things just collapse.
And if he does, then oh well.
All right, I'm just going to skip my brother's wedding. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm just going to come in.
We got it covered. We got it covered. So who's doing Friday producing?
He's doing the same.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that worries me a little more.
Yeah, we're very shorthanded this week.
Wait, Friday producing it? Oh, is John gone?
John's not here. Yeah.
Oh, no. Where are you going, John?
We're going to Vegas.
What?
Yeah, we're the family.
Oh.
You're going to scream monkey?
Maybe if I get to the blackjack table.
Okay. What else would you be going
That's
for?
That's my kryptonite, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Is blackjack.
You remember when we got BetUS accounts and they preloaded us some money and Jong, like...
He ran it up and then lost it all in 20 minutes?
Yeah, I made some money playing college football. I was playing a lot of, like, MAC and Conference USA football. I probably doubled what they gave me. And then within a span of, like, 30 minutes, probably less than 30 minutes, I blew it all on blackjack.
Yeah, playing blackjack on a computer, I don't trust that.
No.
No way.
I barely trust poker on a computer anymore after all the stories I've
heard. The thing was that I ran whatever I had made up a little bit. And I was like, okay, I'm going to keep going until I lose. And then I lost. And I was like, okay, maybe...
I'm going to get back.
Yeah, I'm going to get back.
That's how it works, man. Yep. That's how it works for me in real life, too. But that's another story.
Same deal.
All right, guys. Ringing the new year with the Houston Rockets. If you're looking for plans for the family on New Year's Eve, the Rockets have you covered. Houston Rockets New Year's Eve family special, Rockets versus the Grizzlies. 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 4 post-game free throw passes starting as low as $89. $89! Go to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, to get yours today while they're still available. And NBA All-Star Weekend 2019 right around the corner, and the Rockets need your help. Houston Rockets All-Star Voting presented by Amp Pool is underway. Go to Rockets.com to cast daily ballots for your Rockets All-Stars. Vote on your mobile phone with the NBA app or on NBA.com, or just Google search your favorite Rockets to vote. It's that easy. It takes less than a minute to help Harden and the Rockets represent at the NBA All-Star Game. For all the info, visit Rockets.com/All-Star. That's Rockets.com/All-Star.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Lenny says, how do you see the Browns head coaching situation playing out? You know, if they... This is what happens with interim coaches that you have to be careful about, because if they somehow beat the Ravens,
yeah,
then
he's going to get that job.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the best thing long term. He's got them playing better down the stretch against a lot of teams with nothing to play for, but they're playing hard. And
I've also heard Matt Campbell's name thrown around there too. So if you know, and obviously Lincoln Riley. So there's several,
but I don't know. I mean, I know everybody loves Lincoln Riley as a college coach, but that's a tough jump. You need to,
no doubt.
There's so few guys that pull it off, and the ones that do usually have a lot of success at the college level.
Yeah.
And he's only his second year as a head coach.
Yep.
That's a pretty big jump from Oklahoma to the NFL. And then Mr. Sarcastic, what are the odds Austin Rivers works out this year for the Rockets? I've never been a big Austin Rivers fan.
I've never thought he was good.
Yeah, but maybe he fits what they need right now,
I guess.
And they need some depth. So, you know, I'll say 50-50. I've just never been a fan of him as a player, even a little bit. I guess NFL Matchup tweeted this out and somebody retweeted it. Young quarterbacks outside the pocket, according to passer ratings for QBs in the league for 5 years or less. Jameis Winston, 133.2. Carson Wentz, 118.1. Deshaun, 114.3. Mahomes, 104.1. And then it's Mayfield, Trubisky, Goff, Bortles.
What is this ranking?
Passer rating outside the pocket.
Oh.
Your lowest rated, Josh Allen, 19.0. Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota. I would have thought Mariota's would have been a little higher. But interesting.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, a lot of those guys aren't. Josh Rosen, I'm surprised he's actually that. He's not the lowest.
Yeah. And
he's a mess.
Yeah, but you kind of thought that was going to happen there. There's not a lot of talent. And I think he's, to me, he's got some long-term potential. But, you know, that situation's a little... Yeah, so much of where these guys get drafted, so much of it's a situation.
Yeah.
And that's just not the best place to be right now. And I'm probably going to have another coach. Wilkes will probably be out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You see, your buddy Adam Gase is defending your favorite quarterback.
No.
Says, he said... Tannehill would have played a little. He wished he would have played a little better, but he says we just haven't found any consistency in the entire offense.
So is that his way of saying that's on me?
Everybody's always going to blame the quarterback. We just need everybody doing their job. Then you can really evaluate the quarterback. We haven't had the consistency we need on offense to look at what Ryan really is. Okay, how long has he been in the league now?
22 years.
Nobody helps him. Then he starts to try to do more than he should, and it hurts him. Nobody helps him.
Yeah.
What are you going to say at this point? So
I mean, he's trying to save his job, too. Miami's in purgatory, and they've been basically a 500 team for, like, the last 2 years, last 5 years, last 12 years. I mean, that whole franchise is – they're like the Texans, basically. They're just kind of stuck in neutral all the time. Texans look like they finally got a quarterback that's going to get them out of that. I mean, Ryan Tannehill's part of why they've been stuck in neutral. So yeah. I think they need to move on from him.
Lamont asked, if Cleveland wins 8 games, what's the payout on that looking like? Did Vegas have them at 8? I thought they were lower than that. You had them at 8 in the bet, but I thought
they were 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5. So they're already over. Mike, TCU, Mike. So since it's Wednesday and game day, what are the odds TCU will part ways with Cumbie after this season? I don't know that they – I don't know. I would be a little surprised. They have had such a mess with injuries and everything else and inconsistent quarterback play. It might be time for a change, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets another year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just the fact that we're having to talk about Cleveland winning 8 games. Can you imagine if Baltimore misses the playoffs because they lose to Cleveland?
We see something like that happen every year.
Baltimore, all the work they've done to get, yep. They didn't start very well. That's a team that's kind of picked it up in the second half. They work all the way up there, let Pittsburgh collapse, and then they lose to Cleveland. Oh, boy.
Well, remember, it happened somebody last year that got the, I don't know who it was that won that got the Bengals in, and it was a surprise. I can't remember.
No, I don't either.
But last year on the last week, something that we weren't expecting happens, and, I think.
Wasn't it one year the Jets won a game that knocked the Texans out, or?
No, I think it was, there was a year where the Jets. Well, that was way back. That's when the Colts sat Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't get in because of that. And that was when the Colts were undefeated, I think,
right.
If I'm not mistaken. But, no, last year it happened on the last week of the season where the Bengals got in, or the Bengals beat somebody. Maybe the Bengals won and that got the Bills in.
Maybe so.
I think that's what it was because people were sending Andy Dalton gifts. It was the exact opposite. It was the Bengals won and got the Bills in. Yeah, Bengals beat the Ravens last year. So it's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible. There's the games that could impact this. I guess the most likely would be the Browns upsetting the Ravens. I think that's more likely than Jags upsetting Texans or Titans upsetting Colts on that side.
Yeah. I mean, the Colts, by Vegas's standards, the Colts are the most likely to get upset.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that's the case, though. And then on the other side, if the Bears beat the Vikings, that gets Philadelphia a shot, right?
Yes.
So
if Vikings lose and Eagles win, the Eagles would be in.
All right, I'm going to guarantee you, out of all those scenarios we just laid out, at least one of them happens.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it every year. Every year it's the case.
Yeah, there's... How many games are being played this week that have basically no impact on the playoffs? Dolphins, Bills, no impact. Falcons, Bucks, no impact.
Cowboys, Giants.
Giants, no impact. Panthers, Saints, no impact. I guess Jets, Patriots. That one has impact.
Yeah, technically. I mean, not realistically, but technically.
Jags, Texans, technically has impact. Packers, Lions doesn't. Eagles, Redskins does. Chargers, Broncos does. Chiefs, Raiders does. Bears, Vikings does. Browns, Ravens does. 49ers, Rams, I guess technically does.
Yeah.
Bengals,
that's pretty
Steelers,
good, actually.
Yeah, there's actually more than I thought.
It's pretty good for a last week of the season.
Cardinals, Seahawks doesn't.
Right.
Bengals, Steelers does. Colts, Titans obviously does. So like 4 or 5 games that don't really matter.
Right.
It's not bad.
So, hey, Jong, I have a question. Like, we're here on Monday, right? But Aggie plays football at 6:30.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be off at 6:30.
Six, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have a 2-hour show. That's fine. Because we need to be here to talk about the NFL playoffs once they're done. So, okay. That works. I just noticed that as I was going through looking at odds. And it says 6:30 on December 31st, which is Monday.
All right, fine. I'll work a short day that day.
Actually, their pregame is an hour.
An hour?
So yeah, so 5:30.
We're an hour and a half show?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll let you know who's in the playoffs, I guess.
Yep.
And we'll go home.
The Blitz is on, and then
the Blitz is
that's going to do it for the Blitz. All right, we got 2 more segments in this one, though. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Two more segments to go today. Two more segments in A.J.'s week. That's for
times
sure.
Times are hard, man.
Yeah, well.
Couldn't even get an intern to come in today. They were all too busy. John, you're not driving a hard enough ship around here. You get these guys whipped into shape.
He can't be mean. It's not in his DNA. And frankly, we need that. We need a good person on this team. Because the rest of us, you know, if there's a heaven, we're going to need somebody to put in a word. Yeah, John's going to be like, I worked with those guys long enough. Get the hell out of here. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So I saw a couple things that might concern me a little. That Tua's status is that he's doing better, but I'm seeing he's at about 80 or 85%.
Yeah.
Is that that concerns me a little bit.
It concerns me if I'm playing against the spread, which I won't be in that game.
Yeah.
I can't picture a scenario where Oklahoma beats Alabama in a football game this year. I can't.
Well, they won't be able to stop them, but I do think they will score points on them because historically that's the kind of quarterback that's able to beat Alabama. I don't think they're going to.
That's the other thing. I guess Kyler Murray's been sick.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that. I don't know that I would like Alabama giving points, but I just think even at 80%, Alabama's too good to lose to Oklahoma.
Did you see who's going to be starting for your Jaguars on Sunday?
Who's it going to be?
Blake Bortles is back.
Oh, good.
Makes all the difference in the world.
Good. I was worried you were going to say Byron Leftwich, and then I was going to say, oh, no, they're in trouble.
Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell might be an upgrade.
60-year-old Mark Brunell. Yeah. But, yeah, he's going to start the final week. He was 5 of 6 for 39 yards and ran for 25 yards after coming off the bench against the Dolphins last week. So there you go. He says, have you talked about John Jones? Yes.
Yes.
We did. When did we do that? 5 o'clock?
No, earlier than that, I think.
Okay. So it was probably in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah. So check out the podcast. There's plenty of. Just go to podcastarena.com. There's those 2 hours should be up at some point, and you can hear everything we talked about. Talked about that. USA Today Sports, just almost like they were listening to you. Headline, why Oklahoma can win national title with historically bad defense.
Okay. Guess who's not going to waste time reading that article?
Yeah, me either.
I'll tell you exactly how.
I'm just going to headline you on that one. I don't need to read that.
Tua's head could fall off. Okay. Well, now you got a game.
Maybe. That Jalen Hurts guy's pretty good,
too. Yeah, he's pretty good, too. Yeah.
Did you finally score a touchdown here?
What?
Yeah.
Back in the game, son. Well, not really. It's still 20 to 9.
Yeah, you're not in the game yet.
And I'm giving 6, so it's technically 26-9 or 20-3 if you want to look at it that way.
Well, hey, that's better than 20-3, which is where you were sitting. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. I don't think there's a score yet in my hockey game. That's not good. So I'll get home in time to watch the third period of that at least.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
all right.
Not good to get no goals against Slovakia.
I mean, you don't know. Slovakia might be a power.
No. No. They're sneaky good, but should be winning this.
Yeah.
So but, you know, first game of a tournament when you just throw these teams together, you never know what to expect. A couple other things to get to. I don't want to get into that, but I'll save this for Jong tomorrow. 538 did a scientific study on who would win a fight between an anaconda and a Komodo dragon. But I do have a little poker thing for you here.
Okay.
Basically, a man plopped down a $5 bet in a poker game and won $1 million.
Damn, how did that happen?
He's playing three-card poker at the Borgata. It's not real poker.
Yeah.
Three-card poker. Placed a $5 bet and nailed a royal straight flush of diamonds.
Okay, that's pretty good.
He was dealt a 10, a queen, and the ace of diamonds. Dealer's hand was 9, jack, and king of diamonds.
Dang.
Experts at Wizard of Odds says the odds of hitting the 6-card bonus royal flush are 1 in $20,348,320.
And he made how much?
$1 million. So he kind of got screwed a little bit, but that's what happens. But it's the first time it has been hit at the Borgata.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. $5?
Yeah.
You know how many people are going to go and plop $5 on 3-card poker now and
plenty.
Just sit there and hope that they get the royal straight flush? So
it's not going to happen, though.
No. Well, it will happen one every 20 million.
Yeah, whatever. It ain't going to happen to you, whoever you are thinking about.
Yeah, I'm certainly not. One other thing I kind of wanted to get into, and maybe Jong, these esports organizations that are everywhere. Apparently, people are investing a lot of money in these.
Are you looking to?
No.
Okay.
Because
you can do that on your stock app on Robinhood.
I can do that on Robinhood. Yeah. But apparently most people believe that there's going to be a market correction on this and that the organizations are overvalued, which I can kind of see. Uh-oh, there goes another long run for the bad guys.
Damn it.
Jong, your thoughts on this, do you?
Give me a holding something, no?
Looks clean. There's no penalty thing on the screen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 1st and 10, I'm sorry. Oh, Fourth quarter. You got some making up to do. You need.
I think we can project this one as
17
an L.
Points.
Yeah, I'm projecting this not to go my way, but that's all right. Well, it happens. Yeah.
Was that your pick for the Galpel?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, God, no. Thank goodness. Yeah, that would have been dumb. Although, you know what? Jermaine, he picked
Georgia Tech?
No, he picked the over in the Boston College Boise game, which got canceled.
Yeah.
He was like, well, what happens to my pick? And I was like, well, I mean, pick another one. I was like, unless you just want to, I don't know, take it as a push, but that's not going to help you win.
Yeah,
the
that's
the
not
pool.
Fair. That's not fair.
I said, if anything, you got lucky because a game that's called off for lightning and rain probably wasn't going to make the over anyway. So may have been the best thing that happened to you.
So what did he change it to?
He hasn't changed it yet.
Oh.
So he's waiting.
Oh, I thought it was leading up to, and he took Georgia Tech.
Oh, no.
Or he took Minnesota.
No.
So, yeah, I've sent you mine.
You've sent me yours.
Mine are.
And I actually agree with your college play quite a bit.
Yeah,
that's one of my
favorite.
Well,
that's one that as soon as they posted it, we both liked that one.
Yeah.
Purdue +3.
Yep.
Which I think there's. I think. I don't need the 3 points, AJ. I think they win it outright.
I'm going the secretive route and not giving out my play on the air for the pool because prying ears are trying to catch me in the pool, and I'm playing it close to the vest this time, Fred. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
I don't want you telling Jerry and Jermaine.
No, I won't because then they'll say, oh well, you just waited till after the game.
Oh no. I always have full disclosure. I just don't want it. I don't want those guys to get my play. That's all.
Yeah, well, that seems fair. Because then, even if they like one of those games, they may go oppo.
Exactly.
You know, that's. Well, it's like we were talking about with RJ last week. How did they do? By the way,
2-3.
Ooh.
Yeah, I tried to recommend against, and it's easy for me to say this. But when they were talking about taking the Titans -9.5, I was like, man, the Titans are a 19-point per game team. It's hard to give 9.5 points when that's all you are on offense. I felt a little bit bad, and it made it closer than it should have been because they get that pick six at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But it still came up short for them. So, Yeah.
So where do they stand now?
I think they're maybe three games out or two and a half out. So they,
that's
they
need not impossible.
They need to go 5-0 and they need some help.
Yeah, but that's too bad.
Yep. All right. You know what's not too bad? Tri-Eagle. In fact, they're awesome. A lot of different energy providers out there. Tri-Eagle's like, man, how do we stand out? Because those other guys, they're throwing crazy offers at you. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on. And then you may have fallen for one of those offers and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. You don't want that. Tri-Eagle, they decided to stand out by keeping it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest, born-in-Texas energy from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, check out SportsMap.com. Lots of good stuff on there. Even today, we have posted stuff on Christmas. There's always something on SportsMap. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU, and go enjoy the website, man. Good stuff on there. And also, I just retweeted it, but for just the Blitzers, the audiobook of Jesus Just Left Chicago is available. We haven't really done the full launch and push yet, but tweeted out the link, and you can go by and pick it up. Check it out. I think you will love it. So far, everybody who's heard it has loved it. So, print version will be out very soon, but wanted to get this one out to the people. And, you know, again, you get a chance. If you like Jermaine and Holly and John Granato, they did a great job with their roles. So please check it out.
I like them all right.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. Kind of a short list here, but maybe it's a small but
powerful bunch.
Yeah, let's see. Let's just see how it plays out. 2016. George Michael, real name Georgios Kyriakos Panayito, dies of suspected heart failure at 53. He's never going to dance again.
Wonder if he had faith.
I guess we'll find out. 1989, Doug Harvey, Canadian ice hockey defense player, one of the 100 greatest NHL. I thought that was the guy who said, good day.
No, that's the wrong guy.
Oh, okay.
That's the wrong guy.
2006, Gerald Ford. Why does it say Leslie King next to him, John?
I guess that's his real name?
His real name was Leslie King?
Wait, we had a president with a fake name?
That's fake news. That's fake news. He was tremendous. He was the best. He was not voted in. 38th U.S. president and 41st U.S. president. 1972, Harry Truman. 33rd U.S. president, dead at 88.
Yeah, Gerald Ford was born Leslie Lynch King Jr.
How did he get Gerald Ford out of that?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this now because I don't think I would have gone with Leslie either, but Leslie Nielsen had some success with it. All right, 2013, Mikhail Kalashnikov, Russian general and inventor of the AK-47, dead at 94. That is one hell of a run for a gun inventor.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. Here's our best deaths. Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia. She was also in When Harry Met Sally. Dies at 60, 4 days after suffering a heart attack on a flight from London to Los Angeles.
R.I.P.
I believe drugs were involved.
I think I heard that too.
2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul. Also one time the hardest working man in show business. working no more. Dead at 73. 2004, Reggie White, dead at 43. Most famous for saying Asians could turn a toaster into something.
Is that what he's most famous for?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
19.
What's Charlie Chaplin most famous for saying?
Silent movie. He didn't say anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Dead in Switzerland at 88. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Good run.
And 1836, which I think we all know what that year means around here.
That's right.
Stephen Fuller Austin, founder of the U.S. state of Texas, dead at 43.
Damn.
All right. That's probably a good run for 1836. Well, yeah. Especially all the names that we've heard of there. We're all getting killed with the Alamo
and
stuff. I'm going to say that is probably a good run. All right. Porn star. One porn star today. 2008. Layla Lovely.
I've never heard of her.
I haven't either.
I'll go Murdered by a Pimp.
It just says murdered, so I'm going to give you that.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I was trying to be specific, but yeah. Just murdered works, too.
Yeah, well, the murderer probably said, "You got me on my knees, Layla." Yeah, so, all right, that's your death. That was a pretty pathetic collection of deaths.
So, I got a story. I got the story on why Gerald Ford changes his name.
Give it to us.
So, he was named after his biological father, Leslie Lynch King Jr., and his father was senior. And he later found out, or he said that his biological father had a history of hitting his mother. And long story short, they got a divorce. They separated, got a divorce. And basically, bless you. A few days after Ford's death, Leslie King Sr. took a butcher knife and threatened to kill his wife, his infant son, and Ford's nursemaid. Ford later told Confidence that his father and his mother, father first hit his mother when she smiled at another man during their honeymoon. So the beating started during their honeymoon. So later,
this is a horrible story.
Yeah.
Later, you're really bringing me down.
This is not how he wants to end his week.
No.
Tell me, there's a happy ending.
Well, later on, he decided to change his name after his mother's remarried husband, so his stepfather. His stepfather was his name was Gerald Rudolph Ford, and he decided
gone with Rudolph.
So he went with the full name change, not just the last name. He was like, "No, I'm getting rid of the first name too."
Yep, he changed his name to that because of his father.
I'd have gone with Rudolph, or does that sound too much like Adolf?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it probably turns into Rudy.
It's and then they make movies. Yeah, there's just no winning there.
Yeah.
Well, that was terrible. It was a terrible story to end the week on for AJ.
For me, anyway. Yeah, you guys come up with something worse tomorrow to end the week on.
No, you know what? I'm homework assignment for Jong. I want an uplifting, kick-ass story to start the show tomorrow from you to make up for that.
George Michael isn't uplifting for you?
Yeah. No.
Why is George Michael singing this Limp Bizkit song?
Oh, God. All right. That's going to wrap it up. AJ, enjoy the wedding.
Thank you, sir.
We will see you back here on Monday for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Jong and I will be here tomorrow. Great job, Jong. Great job, AJ. Great job to the listeners out there, all four of you. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.
Sports talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.